Was there a place between the ceiling and the roof for storage or anything, or was that used? What is that called?
The attic.
Uh-huh. Was that used for storage, or was it just a closed space?
It was not in the between the first floor and the second. It was in the top of the second floor in
mm-hmm.
ours.
Mm-hmm.
When my brother remodeled the house, he found the tongue to the ox cart.
Is that right?
That we had the ox bowl
mm-hmm.
that my grandfather had made.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the tongue has not been finished. Not been finished. It wasn't scraped down slick like the yoke was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he also found a lot of bottles. You know, everybody collects bottles these days.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a lot of old bottles. In fact, about 2 bushel baskets were
mm-hmm. quite a find. let's see now. What term would you use for just a lot of old essentially worthless things that you might collect around the house that you feel you must save because they might serve some function, but they don't at the present time? What would you call that?
Well, I'd like to call it junk sometimes.
And what would you call a room you stored it in?
A junk room.
Okay. Now, when your mother went around fixing up the house when you were younger and getting everything put into shape, what did you say she was doing?
She called it straightening up the house.
Straightening up the house, okay. And what did she use to sweep with?
A broom.
Now, she had put, let's see, I can't illustrate. Let's assume there's a door right here on this opening here. Mm-hmm. If I put the broom right here and the door was closed across here, and I said, where is the broom? What would you say?
Behind the door.
Okay.
That was the usual place.
For it to be put.
For it to be stored.
Uh-huh. And now, a lot of people a long time ago used to do certain chores on certain days. Did she have any special chore on Monday?
Wash day.
That was wash day.
That was wash day.
And when you say wash, now does that just mean wash, or does that mean wash and iron?
It means wash, because it took most of the day to do it.
Mm-hmm. And what about the ironing?
Well, the ironing was generally the next day on Tuesday
mm-hmm.
or whenever we got around to it
mm-hmm.
because that wasn't all we had to do.
Okay.
And sometimes maybe we would not have anything ironed. We'd just have to heat an iron and iron it before you went.
Mm-hmm.
Because there wasn't always just a day for
mm-hmm.
this.
Mm-hmm.
Not on a ranch,
mm-hmm.
there's not.
There are a lot of other things to do that you had to
depend on the circumstances.
Now, if there is a door here and it's open and I wanted you to do the opposite, what would I say, or what would you say to me if you wanted it?
Well, the terminology has changed since I was a child. They'd say, shut the door.
Uh-huh. But
you
wouldn't
now,
say that now?
Well, no, really. I think we've gotten educated to closing the door.
Mm-hmm. So close sounds more appropriate to you now than it...
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. Some old houses, and I don't know whether this one would or not, but have a kind of arrangement where boards lap over each other on the exterior.
Yes.
What is that called? Do you know?
Shiplap.
Shiplap. Uh-huh.
The boards were called shiplap. It was a type of board that would lap.
Mm-hmm. Over each other. Now, the next thing I'm going to ask you is really just, I want to know what verbs you'd use in these sentences. You'd say, if you were telling me about driving in to town, you'd say, I blank to town every day.
In past tense?
No, using the... Yeah, mm-hmm. I. What would you say? Just meaning I take my automobile to town.
Mm-hmm.
I
drive to town every day.
Okay, and you would say, yesterday
I drove.
And you would say, I have...
Driven.
Okay, every day. All right, and what do you call the structure that